Thanks to our sponsors, OmniSend and Woo. If you're thinking about switching email platforms but dreading the migration, OmniSend makes it easy. They'll move your automations, templates, and contacts for you so you're ready from day one. Plus, you get support whenever you need it. Visit them at omnisend.com/open channels. If you build stores for clients, WooCommerce gives you the flexibility to create exactly what merchants need. Customize workflows, extend with thousands of integrations, and scale without switching platforms. You stay in control as every store grows and evolves. Check them out at WooCommerce.com.
I'm Jan Willem. I'm from the Netherlands. I'm a WordPress backend developer and DevOps engineer. Currently, I'm working on the project Sword. I don't know the acronym. It stands for self-hosted WordPress on Docker. I'm missing the R. I don't know the abbreviation. I'm not the project lead. That's Wesley and Franco, but they're busy with important stuff. What the project is about. We are creating a small self-hosted control panel that you can use to spin up WordPress sites and like normally you would have your hosting company do that, but you would have to add like a cPanel or a direct admin. Here we are creating a small control panel that does all that stuff at once, specialized to WordPress. That's basically the project. We're a team of 9 people. It's a very cozy team. Well, one of the nice gimmicks is our project leads brought a couple of toy swords, one for everybody. So they all also got on stage with the toy swords at their sales pitch. It was quite a fun gimmick. On the first day when we formed the team, we went outside, talked a long time about what we want to do, how we want to do it. Wesley was very open to ideas, very much keeping people on board and letting them, let everybody do what they are good at. At the first day when we talked about what we were going to do, we talked about, I think, about more than an hour, just sharing ideas. So by the time we were done with the first meeting, it was already lunchtime. So in the afternoon, we actually got really started. Wesley had prepared like a very bare bones demo of what he wanted. It was kind of working. And that's a good starting point for a hackathon. At least have something, but have enough room to work upon and expand. So in the afternoon, we actually started working on the things. Wesley coordinated, everybody had a task. I myself was working on using Ansible. Ansible is a hosting configuration tool. In Ansible, you can specify install PHP 8.4, install Nginx specific version, use this configuration file. What Wesley, and it's an industry standard, but Wesley wasn't that familiar with it. So what he made was more like a pure bash script. So I started working on converting that. But Wesley wrote everything in Laravel. And I myself, I'm not that familiar with Laravel. So a couple of the other teammates helped me with that stuff because I just don't really know that. That was my day one. I know like some other guys worked on backups and working on monitoring tools, like how much data is being transferred. Yeah, even with 9, it's like a good size for a hackathon, but it's still hard to keep track of everybody. I think Wesley and Franco did a good job at keeping everybody on board. On day two, we also again started with a meeting. One of our team members, Zolt, is doing the social media. He also brought this kind of like a GoPro on a stick, and he did a couple of cute videos. He already posted a bunch of them online. They're quite fun videos, especially because we all have the swords and we're waving around and we're doing like a nice little round table with the ball in the middle and going up. It was a bit cringy, but fun. And yeah, in the afternoon, we just all worked again on our own project, our own tasks. And somebody was already working on the presentation. I haven't looked at it yet, but they're now mostly working on the slides and the presentation. There is a working demo. The minimum of the tasks are already done. My Ansible stuff is also working. It's not completely done and should be doable to do that today. I mainly just put his bash script in the AI and transform it to Ansible. Yesterday it was like 600 lines of code and there were like 3 bugs in the whole code. So that's good. So yeah, I guess we'll see how it goes in the afternoon. Looking forward to the presentation.
We would like to thank Omnisend.com and WooCommerce.com for supporting Open Channels FM. Till the next time, take care.